Mom, Dad, listen to this. The Greenville Community Theater will be holding auditions today for their upcoming production of the musical Zoo Animals on Wheels. Prior singing, acting, and dancing experience a plus, but not necessary. Know what that means?
Well, I'm not Kreskin, but I think it means you're on the verge of embarrassing us.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't know you were interested in acting, dear.
I'm not interested in acting, Ma. I just have the urge to perform on stage in an animal costume. There's a difference, you know.
Chris, why this show? It sounds a little... What's the word I'm looking for? Stupid.
Dad, Zoo Animals on Wheels was the toast of Broadway. It was Andrew Todd Keller's masterpiece. The concept is pure genius. What would it be like if zoo animals put on roller skates, danced around, and sang songs? Do you know what that does for an audience?
Insults their intelligence?
No, it uplifts them. It makes them feel happy and alive. Kind of like a Mountain Dew commercial. Well, I better get going. Mom, Dad, I'm walking out of here as Chris, but I may very well come back as Chris, the guy who has a small part in a local musical. You can think about that for a while.
And wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face well. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't before. Stand in the place where you live. Now face no. Think about direction. Wonder why you haven't now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face well. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't before.
Wow. Excuse me, miss. Can you tell me where the auditions are being held for the zoo? Sharon! Oh, my God, I'm in shock. Here I thought you were just a normal housewife, and all along you had a secret job as a janitor. What are you doing, ordering some more urinal pads?
For your information, ass, I happen to be head chairperson of the Greenville Players. I'm also lead actress in this production.
So what would that be, the role of the town whore?
What the hell are you doing here anyway?
Five simple words, Sharon. I'm here to audition. Missy?
You? Audition for a place in my theater group? Oh, I think you've been breathing too much newspaper ink, Chris.
Cackle all you like, Margaret Hamilton. But I'm going to land a role in this play.
Over my dead body.
Cause you're born free.
Thank you very much, Police Chief Schaefer. Very stirring.
Oh, sorry, I screwed up the second verse. I'm a little smashed.
That's quite all right.
Thank you.
Next up, Chris Peterson.
This is the guy I was telling you about. Brace yourself.
I was prepared to come out here and give you a little example of my singing voice, but I was just informed that your pianist doesn't have the sheet music to Dreamweaver. So instead, I thought I'd recite to you a little fable, and I can only pray that you do not gong me. Once upon a time, in a small Midwestern village, there lived a young, handsome goose who wanted desperately to be in a local production of a hit musical. On his way to the audition, the goose met up with an evil, ugly ape named Sharon. Sharon told the goose that he couldn't appear in the play because she was queen ape of the theater company, and there were no geese allowed. But the goose decided to ignore the ugly ape and audition anyway. The funny thing is that my fable has no ending. I leave that in your capable hands, my dear director. And now, as a little bonus, I'm going to dance for you. Okay, honey, hit it.
Is he pathetic or what?
He's perfect. He's exactly what I'm looking for. Someone who's naive and innocent, almost bordering on dimwitted. Someone I can shape and sculpt.
He's an airhead. I mean, if you put him in this production, they'll shut us down like they do freak shows in the South.
You're looking at our male lead.
Are you insane? What about Jason? He's been our male lead for the last 10 years.
It is done. Stop, Mr. Peterson. Congratulations. You have just landed the male lead in our production of Zoo Animals on Wheels.
Huh?
Rehearsals begin tomorrow at noon. See you then.
Oh, sir. Oh, I'd just like to thank you for giving me this opportunity. You know, in a world full of cynics and pessimists and anesthesiologists, it's comforting to know that fairy tale endings can indeed come true. I feel like Cinderella in more ways than I care to go into. Thank you. Thank you. And I shan't let you down.
Hi, Sharon. Hi.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Now, they say that this pivotal scene where Chris, the sickly wildebeest, kisses Sharon, Her Royal Highness Lady Stripes, we must believe that their love is conveyed not only from their lips, but from their soul.
Guess what, Sharon? I had a sub for lunch.
They say the women treat you fine on Broadway, but looking at them just gives me the blues.
Look at him, William. He's an embarrassment. He's turning a fine piece of theater into something silly and ridiculous.
Don't be a fool. A man's unique. He's an enigma. I haven't witnessed this much stage presence in a performer since I saw Red Fox in the Tropicana.
They say that I won't last too long on Broadway. I've kept a Greyhound bus back home.
It's showtime, folks.
Jason, how could you stand being Peterson's understudy? Don't you feel just a little insulted that a hideous, untalented moron has the role that you should play?
What can I do, Cher? If I complain, the whole cast would think I was a class A number one bitch. Obviously, our dear director has a thing for fat, balding amateur types.
You know, he'll probably have to stand trial for killing the play.
Fine, have it your way. Sharon, I wouldn't appear on the same stage with you for all the money in the ocean. And you, You're lucky I'm a gentleman and would never strike a lady.
I can't believe it. He actually quit? Oh, there is a God.
Has anyone seen Chris? I have some last-minute instructions for him regarding the scene where he wrestles the evil monkey.
I'll tell you what happened. He overheard these two magpies trashing him, and he ran off. Now, regardless of what caused Peterson's departure, we should feel lucky that we have Jason to take his place.
Well, I don't feel very lucky, you wench. Chris Peterson absolutely embodies the total spirit of Zoo Animals on Wheels. Sharon, all of Greenville is out there. You either get Chris back right now, I don't care what it takes, or I'll see to it that you never work in this worthless two-bit hick town again. For the record, I think you both are a couple of Class A number one bitches.
Where are you? You know, I think that we should clear the air and not let a silly misunderstanding ruin our friendship. Chris, sweetheart, where are you, sugar? Chris?
Oh, so here you are. My, how lovely. Like a little retreat.
How did you find me?
Well, it wasn't hard. I just followed the gobs of makeup.
Well, here I am, where I belong, in my new home. Since I played a dog in the show, I guess I belong in a doghouse.
Chris, play a wildebeest in the show.
Wildebeest, skunk, dingo. What's the difference? They're all in the dog family.
Sometimes I get... Oh, pardon me. Excuse me very much. Chris,
sometimes I get the impression that you think I don't like you. Now, just because a person goes through her life loathing, criticizing, and ridiculing another person doesn't mean she hates him. Sometimes it means just the opposite.
Yeah, I think that's how it works on the planet Venus.
I came after you because I think it's high time I recognize your many admirable qualities.
Okay, go ahead, name them.
Well,
here, let me give you a little hint.
Okay.
I'm extremely good
I can't say that, Chris. Please don't make me.
Okay, fine. I'll just stay here, then.
My God, are you an attractive man. What a handsome man you are.
I wonder how good an actor I am. How I wish I had a little feedback on that.
Chris, you're a fabulous actor. You're the best thing in the play.
Then all that stuff you and Jason were saying, I guess, could it be that you guys were just, jealous?
Jealous, absolutely. My God, you're psychic.
All right. I guess you've kissed enough wildebeest butt for one night. I'll come back. First, I have one last important question. Which one of these dogs has gas?
Since the beginning of time, zoo animals have sat patiently in their cages while we humans stared, pointed, and threw candy at them. But oh, what a magical day it would be if these confined beasts could leap from their cages, free to sing, free to frolic, free to roller skate.
All right, Gladys, that ought to do it. Let's go.
Wait, let's sit down.
I'm a giraffe. I'm a giraffe. I'm a giraffe. I have a long neck. I have a long neck. Cause I'm a giraffe. I'm a giraffe.
Clear something up for me, Gladys. Is he a giraffe?
I'm a cranky old seal and I live upon the ice. But if you throw me a fish, I'll act very nice.
I'd like to throw a rock at her. Shoot me, Gladys. I'll give you $1,000,000. Just shoot me.
I'm the lonely wildebeest, proud yet frail, from my nose to my tail. But here's the good news.
I've got wheels
on my shoes, and with some music to guide me, I know I can lose.
Everybody, come on.
And that's the opening, friends. Boom, boom.
Don't be sad, wise old Jellicle Hippo. I know you're dying of thirst and this village has no water. But hey, I know something that'll make you happy. What's the one thing all zoo animals love when they're sad?
A light show!
That's right, a light show with disco music. Everyone dance!
Gladys, is it actually medically possible to die of embarrassment?
Living in a zoo can be very sad. People stare at you and make you mad. Oh, how I wonder what they would do if animals stared at them like they were in a zoo.
How do you like it when we stare at them where it doesn't feel good? Now isn't that true? How do you like it when we stare at them where it doesn't feel good?
Okay, Gladys, now's our chance. Let's get out of here while he's distracted.
You think he'll be all right?
Yeah, the guy in the llama suit will back him up. Move it, Sally.
Out of my way, you meddling guardsman, for I have a date with Her Royal Highness, Lady Stripes.
You, a poor homely wildebeest, have a date with Lady Stripes. That is so funny a thought, I think we shall laugh now.
Silence! Silence, you wretched hyenas.
Oh my, suddenly we're very quiet, aren't we?
From this day forward, no one shall mock the fat, kindly wildebeest.
I don't remember the word fat being in the script.
Oh, be gone, servants. For you have just insulted my future prince.
Oh, your highness. I am at a loss for words. I guess the only thing left for us to do is kiss each other.
Oh, God.
The old man never gave you one like that, huh? And now we shall rule the animal kingdom together as man and wife. And here's our first proclamation. No more zoos. No more cages. Only roller skates, disco music, and an occasional light show. So zoo animals, rejoice, for we are all free!
Pretending to enjoy something you actually didn't is an important adult social skill.
Nice job, Sharon.
Linda Blair couldn't have done it better herself.
Why, thank you, Chris. You actually ended up doing quite well yourself. Congratulations.
You know, Sharon, I don't think I can keep this moment to myself. Give me a second, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, hi. Can I have your attention for one moment, please? Thank you. I would just like to say that doing this play has been the most wonderful experience of my life, mainly because I forged a relationship with my leading lady, the very lovely, the very talented, Miss Sharon Potter. Sharon, come out here. I would like to make one thing perfectly clear, however, that despite our steamy, passionate love scene during the play, offstage, Sharon and I do not jump each other's bones. Although, given the opportunity, and I think I speak for Sharon, we probably could, because during our now legendary kiss, I think we both felt peculiar stirrings, you know where. So, the next 350 performances are going to be kind of interesting, if you know what I mean.
Ah! Thank you.